and stick it up over the door. And the one that got the biggest part of the bone, they said, the first man that walked up under that door, why, that's the one you was going to marry. But I never did try it. I just heard them say that.
Uh-huh. Did you hear them call those the long bone? Did it have a special name?
The which?
The long bone, the long end, did that have a special name?
Or the leg parts, don't
No, the long piece of the pulley bone.
Oh, that was the... I don't know. I've heard it, but I don't forgot what they called it. No. I know they call the other part of it the breast part.
Uh-huh.
Where they pull that pulley bone from, that was the breast, they said.
Uh-huh. Where do you keep chickens?
Say, when do you keep them?
Where do you keep them?
In a chicken yard, pen.
What about a shelter for them?
Uh-huh. Well, you mix a little house for them to go in, and then you have a yard around that little house.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that house?
Chicken house, chicken yard, chicken farm.
Mm-hmm. What about a place for the mother hen and the little chicks?
Well, you have them in coops.
What does that look like?
The thing built up like a... That's the little pens built, you know, around like this and a top over it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got air holes in it.
Mm-hmm. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
When it's being weaned.
Uh-huh.
He'd be blatant. We call it blatant. I don't know what it is.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes?
She lows.
Okay. And the noise that a horse makes?
He whickers.
Okay. And, say that it was time to feed the stock and do your chores. You'd say that it was...
Lowing. Cows lowing. Uh-huh. Horses be whickering.
And you'd say that it was what time?
Time to feed them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Would you call that feeding time or chore time? Or?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Dinner time, I'd call it a supper time, whichever it was.
For the stock?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay. And, say, if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say you wanted to...
So if I wanted to get them ready to go somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I'd get them fed and hooked up, ready for going.
Uh-huh. You say before you hitch him, you have to do what?
Curl them.
Well, you put the things
the
on.
The saddles them. On them, but you always, before I went to go carry mine anywhere, I had an old curl comb. I'd curl them, you know, get that hair, loose hair off them. Then I'd put my saddle in gear or whatever I was going to put on them on there.
What if you were going to hitch him to a wagon? You'd say you had to...
Put my harness on him.
Okay. And how do you call cows to get them in out of the pasture?
Well, just go out there. They used to and call them, but they got where not. They just goes out there and blow the horn. And the cows go to lowing and come in to them.
Uh-huh. Did you hear a call, though, that people had?
Say what?
Did you hear a call that people had?
They used to have a horn. A deer horn they call them with.
Uh-huh. But did you ever hear people yell anything to get...
No, if I did, I done forgot it. Sure have.
Did you ever hear co-inch or...
Say what?
Co-inch or co-boss or sook?
Yeah, I have heard that. Co-ants and co-sook and all such as that. I've heard them call them that way.
Well, how did that go?
Well, I don't know. It would go all right, because...